This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The world's richest man is out at the White House.
Elon Musk leaving the Trump administration after pushing back on President Trump's latest signature legislation, a multi-trillion dollar spending package that the tech mogul says contradicts their own goal of the Department of Government Efficiency, reducing the federal government size.
ABC's Irene Shaw. President Trump officially pardoned reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley Wednesday. The pair were serving time for tax evasion and bank fraud. Also announced pardons for former Republican congressman from New York, Michael Grimm, and former Republican governor of Connecticut, John Rowland. Both had been convicted of tax fraud and other federal crimes. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tweeting Wednesday evening, the U.S. will begin aggressively revoking visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. This is ABC News. Another company lowers its yearly profit expectations. ABC's Sherry Preston.
Macy's sales and profit slipped in the first quarter, but actually it did better than most analysts had predicted it would in the first 3 months of the year. The retailer, which also owns Bloomingdale's, is citing more cautious consumers who they think might be worried that the Trump tariff policies will have a negative effect on the economy. Like other companies, including Walmart and United Airlines, Macy's is also trimming its profit forecast for 2025 because of uncertainty. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Disgraced ex-Congressman George Santos, former campaign treasurer Nancy Marks, was sentenced into 3 years probation for her role in fabricating campaign finance reports. She was also ordered to pay more than $178,000 in restitution. The Canadian province of Manitoba declared a state of emergency Wednesday over a number of increasingly dangerous wildfires. Prime Minister Mark Carney also agreeing to send in the military as fires forced 17,000 people in the fire's path to evacuate. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. And the top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers complete the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, another dramatic win for the crew. Last night it was Christian Yelich and a walk-off grand slam home run in extra innings. Today, Caleb Durbin with a sac fly to center field that drove in Sal Frelick in the bottom of the 10th. The final, the Brewers beating the Red Sox 6-5 at AmFam Field, completing a three-game sweep of Boston. The team has tomorrow off before heading to Philadelphia for a weekend series against a tough team, the Phillies. Here in Green Bay, Packers OTAs continue on the offensive line with Elgton Jenkins holding out for a new deal. Right guard Sean Ryan moved over to center.
I think we're confident in him. He's been training like this for a couple years now. So one of the benefits I would say that we do in regards to how we practice by splitting the fields up, you're going to get more reps in less amount of time. I mean, there's a lot of tape to watch.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur in Green Bay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heavy sprinkles or very light showers will be ending here in the overnight with mostly cloudy skies. Morning lows dropping to the upper 40s. Winds will be light. On Thursday, we'll see a slight chance of some showers and storms in the afternoon with the lower 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlin makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kapeski from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the talk of Lacrosse. Eagle 1490
You're
AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Sam Davison, our producer and engineer for the day. It is Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is...
We have a
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
Sorry.
That's fantastic.
I forgot it was a Wednesday.
There we go. It was a dancing camel.
We again wish a fond farewell to Sam Davison. It was a wonderful audition.
No, it was great. That was the best possible thing. Hello, everybody. Glad to have you along with us at the Civic Media World headquarters here on State Street. Overcast skies today. It looks like some rain coming in for much of Wisconsin today into tonight, and then warming up for the end of the week. Yes, Mr. Zommers is out. Doctor visit. Nothing serious, but he'll be back tomorrow, all things considered. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are very thrilled and honored, whenever Zommers is not here, to have Mr. Sam Davidson, the producer of John and Gordy here at WMDX in Madison. And, folks, this will be most likely our last time with Sam, because Friday is his last day here at Civic Media, although...
He just missed a camel! Come on!
That's right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's something else. Sorry.
No, you're doing some other stuff, right,
Sam? That's right. Well, the long-term plan is to become a high school teacher, social studies teacher. This summer, I'm taking off, though, to work at a summer camp I used to work at. So,
Boy Scouts of America?
That's right. Looking forward to it.
I think this is fantastic. And we all – and by the way, joining us, the host of the host of Mornings.
Get you one of them scripty things.
Right, yeah. With Pat Kreitlow. Mr. Pat Kreitlow himself from beautiful Lake Wissota. The studios there, which he was kind enough to share with us last Friday. And joining us from our nation's capital in the Tony suburbs of Arlington, the former Republican like myself and now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson. Trigvi and Pat, we've talked about public education so often on this show, and Pat, I know you have spent a lot of time on yours. Don't we need more great teachers in our public schools like Sam Davison?
We do need more great teachers in our public schools. And I believe Sam Davison has the potential to be one of them, yes. Absolutely.
One day, perhaps.
With a little bit more practice, yes. He too. No, when he told me that live on our air, I'm sure folks heard me right away, kind of startled and gushing. It was like, this is great. We need this. We need more civics. We need more social studies. We need all of the things. And Sam, I can't think of a better person to go in and do that. So I am genuinely thrilled for him and know that he's going to change lives.
Yeah. Aww. Thank you, Pat.
Absolutely. Really appreciate everything you've done, Sam, for not just our show, but this network. And he will be forever remembered on this show for the Sam Davison Street Cam, which he set up and created. Let's take a live shot for those watching the stream, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Look at that shot. Right down there, the Sam Davison Street Cam, right on the corner of State Street and Fairchild. It's a beautiful day, a little overcast.
Sleepiest capital city in the
world. Yeah, well, the legislature's by a little. Yeah,
the legislature's not working, so you know,
that's a good point.
Going on down here. Thank you, Sam. Well, we'll check in more with Sam a little bit later throughout the show. Hour number two, we might actually do a little My Favorite Sam's, a segment we call My Favorite Sam's in hour number two. Also coming up in hour number two today, going to do a little what's worse for you. Today's category, a la carte menus or buffets. A la carte menus or Jimmy Buffett's or buffets. We'll discuss that in hour two. But first of all, gentlemen, want to get into a little newsy news. And by the way, we're gonna break whenever she calls in. We have a special guest calling in because I had an MRI yesterday, and I'm bringing in help to diagnose it. So more on that a little bit later. But
I actually had a colonoscopy yesterday. We could have her diagnose that, too, if you want.
Wow. Old men and their medical problems on the Off-Ball Show today.
I raise a glass of Metamucil to you both.
The prep is terrible.
Sam's like, I cannot leave here soon enough.
Please get me away from these grouchy old men.
Honestly, right? Sam needs to think I can't turn 50 soon enough, or I can turn 50 too soon.
We'll get to that in a minute, but let's do some serious stuff till Dr. Lyerly calls in. I wanted to start
Wait. Your MRI is being diagnosed by your gynecologist, Dr. Lyerly?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Isn't that fantastic?
All right. Yeah. I'll allow it. Go ahead.
Thank you. Joint Finance Committee, and it's rumored they're going to have an executive session finally this week. We had State Senator Kelda Royce on last week, and she's been making weekly appearances, so kind enough to do that, a member of JFC. And Pat, let's start with you, a former Democratic state senator here in Madison. This seems weird to me, this process. We talked a little bit about it on your show this morning, and now there are signals that maybe some Democrats want Governor Evers just to outright veto whatever Republicans send him.
They could. I mean, that's one possibility. And there were many people in the Capitol yesterday on behalf of a coalition of groups that were saying, look, if this budget, instead of trying to fix a bad budget with partial vetoes, just veto the entire thing and tell the legislature to start over. And as we covered on the program this morning, you know, that comes with risks because this isn't the federal government where, you know, you have a shutdown if there's no budget. It just continues under the current budget, you know, in perpetuity. And Republicans don't necessarily see that as a bad thing. It then becomes a messaging war. You know, is it that the lazy legislature isn't doing its job? Or is it that the governor wouldn't come to the negotiating table? And the thing at the bottom of all this is the mistrust. And there is so much distrust between Republicans and the governor, nearly all of which lies on the side of Republicans who, from the get-go, from the moment Tony Evers was elected, looked for ways to undermine what he's done, took away some of his powers, haven't confirmed so many of his nominees, never working off of his budget bill, but insisting on starting on their own. And they simply don't have the moral high ground on this. Mm-hmm. However, they really won't think twice if they don't have to pass a budget at all, in my view.
Trevi Olson, you've spent time working in the state capitol and the legislature as well, also for former Republican Governor Scott McCallum, and tangentially for Republican Governor Tommy Thompson as well, before you moved out to D.C. You'd always talk about narrative, about messaging, what Pat just said. What are your thoughts? You know Robin Voss, the speaker, pretty well. If Tony Evers just decides to veto the whole thing, isn't there a risk that Voss and Devin Lemahieu, the majority leader of the Senate, simply say, look, we passed something. We put a budget there. And if Tony Evers doesn't want to play ball, then the reason that we don't have a budget is because of him.
I think it really depends on what Evers is willing to do, right? Like the reality is, you know, if whether Evers runs again or not, right? Like this is in part going to shape 2026 in the election for governor in the state of Wisconsin. So at some point, there has to be the calculus that you have Republicans across the state. For Evers to win, he's going to need to run slightly better, okay, than Harris did in those places. And, you know, obviously the legislature's advantage politically is they have people spread out across the state who are known, who are going to be talking about it. And Republicans have the slight advantage that in the marginal parts of the districts, the marginal parts of the state tend to be Republican districts, right? So they've got natural advocates. If Evers is going to get out and really run a campaign style to places like Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and Wausau and make the case, then I think that is a strategy that they definitely should think about pursuing. If Evers is unwilling to go out and do that kind of retail selling for why he vetoed it, then I think they may be better off trying to go down the macro messaging of vetoing little pieces, bits and pieces, and sell that rather than going full on war.
And Pat Kreitlow, isn't that one of the knocks on the Democratic governor? He's a nice guy. He's smart. He'll go to meetings and he'll kind of go out once in a while, but he's not a barnstormer, certainly not like Tommy Thompson or even Jim Doyle for that matter, which would go out and kind of get on the stump and sell stuff.
Right. I mean, firebrand is never a word that has been used there, but he just quietly goes about getting the things done that he can get done with this kind of a legislature. He points out, you know, where there are flaws. Occasionally, he uses some really strong language, like saying H-E double hockey sticks. And, you know, people appreciate that, frankly. So all of us who love being inside the parlor, you know, we want to see the bare knuckles. We want to see the sharp elbows. And Governor Evers has always been, you know, the kind of manager that says, I can get this done quietly, and if I can't get it done, I will quietly tell you where they're wrong. It's how he won a second term. It's how he would count on winning a third term, because most people, by all of our admissions, I'm sure, would agree that most voters don't really follow the minutiae of a state budget. They just want to know who's on your side. Tony Evers is usually better at that than any Republican that's run for statewide office lately.
And picking up on that,
but he'd have to go out and make the case.
Yeah, right.
He has before. Yeah, I mean, ask Governor Michaels how that's working out for him.
No, I don't disagree with that.
A couple of minutes before the first break here, guys. Speaking of parlor games, let's play If You Were Jim Clouser, the former guy who ran Tommy Thompson's cabinet. If you guys were putting the budget together and advising Tony Evers, or even the Republicans for that matter, what are the top two or three things you would make sure is in that budget to go out and sell it? Pat Kreitlow.
To go out and sell it. Well, again, this is more a reflection on me. I would always say the win-win. It does you the most good. Look for that, especially with a, let me say again, $4 billion surplus. If you can go out and say, you know, I didn't like everything the Republicans got, but look what we got. If you can get that, that to me is always the ultimate thing to do. Now, it's not for Robin Voss, and so that's why it's tough for Tony Evers, even if that's what he wants to do. It's tough for him to get that, but if you're asking what my advice would be, I'd say look for any kind of a win-win you can pull out of it.
Trevi?
Well, since Clouser was a Democrat who worked for a Republican, I guess if I were a Republican advising Governor Kreitlow, I would be saying, one, we need to think long and hard about where can we line item stuff. I think the line item has been revised somewhat, but I would try and take individual pieces out. In terms of big, bold initiatives, you have the surplus. I would make it about public education / workforce development. And I would build a narrative around how public education is the hub and the core of our communities. I would actually fight with them on the UW system to a degree. And I would make the same case that while Republicans are busy saying that the University of Wisconsin's a woke den of indoctrination and then sending out Christmas cards bragging about how their kids graduated from the UW Engineering School like Scott Walker does every year, although I don't get his Christmas cards anymore since I started bagging on him on the show, which I don't really care. saves the post office work. But I would be saying to Pat, listen, let's make this. We're the ones standing and fighting for the smaller communities, and then tell the consequences, right? Like, look at what's happening in healthcare in Eau Claire. right?
Right.
And but then the good side of that, you know, UW, Wisconsin, Eau Claire with yep. the partnership with Mayo Clinic, I would make it a referendum on that.
Trigvi Olson really already has Kreitlow for governor, 2026, ready to go. Come on back. we'll discuss more with
nice
Pat.
Nice grown, Trigvi. Thanks.
Okay. And Trigvi on the other side. Stay with us. It's the All Ball Show for a Wednesday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Tall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Wednesday, May 28th. Glad to have you along. A little rain outside, little clouds, but glad to have you along. Sam Davidson on the board for Aaron Zomers today. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, joins us from beautiful Lake Wissota. And Trigvi Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, is out in beautiful Arlington in Washington, D.C. area. All right, guys, now here, people that listen to the show regularly know I'm pretty open about my life because I always think, well, if I'm going through something, maybe it can help somebody else. And so I've talked before, I've during my lifetime, I've passed a couple of kidney stones. And let me tell you, that ain't no fun. And I've been told I got like 3 or so still left in the left kidney. So I was having some pain in my left flank, my left side, a couple weeks ago. And I went in, they were like, well, we haven't done an MRI on these things in a couple of years. So I had an MRI done yesterday. And just before we went on the air, I've gotten my results back. And this is what the note says from the physician assistant, the nurse. Oh, I guess it's a nurse practitioner that helped out on this, said, Todd, your kidney stones do not look concerning. Very good. That's good news. You have, quote unquote, fatty liver, and this is recommended to manage with healthy weight and diet. Let me know if you have any questions. Sarah, fatty liver? And this gets very concerning to me. And so I thought, what better to help out than bring on our own, well, she's not a resident. She's a full-bird MD. Our very own Dr. Kristen Lyerly, host of the Kristen Lyerly Show every Saturday here across Civic Media. She's kind enough to join us via phone. Dr. Lyerly, how are you?
Hey, Todd, I'm better than you. I think my liver is normal, pal.
I'll say. This guy's off so much, he's got a gynecologist interpreting his MRIs on his kidneys. This is great.
I know, right?
Although these odds are right because about 25% of people actually have fatty liver disease. So let me count here, Todd.
It's a disease?
Pat, me. Yeah, it is. So. It's considered a disease.
Well, there's four of us on here. That means, I guess, we know who's the one in four, Todd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Now, clarify, Dr. Lyerly, because we were talking before we went on here, because my mother is going to have a heart attack because she's told me, she goes, well, I think that you've been, you know, I'm open with my alcohol consumption. I have, like, it's literally, I haven't had a drink since probably Friday. And I'm not like I don't sit down and have a six pack. I'm not now, even if I wanted to, after two beers, I'm just tired. So it's not like that. I don't drink a bunch of hard alcohol, occasionally a drink. So I'm not a big drinker. But this is not, quote, I want to emphasize, this is not alcoholic fatty liver. It's just your standard fatty liver. What causes this, Dr. Lyerly?
Well, if it's diagnosed on an MRI, it's really difficult to differentiate between the two. So it could be, they typically fall into one of two buckets, either the alcoholic or the non-alcoholic. Mm-hmm. If it's alcohol, then obviously the best treatment is to reduce your alcohol consumption. Mm-hmm. If it's non-alcoholic, the best treatment is to improve your diet, exercise, evaluate the medications that you're taking, including any supplements, because they can all cause fatty liver disease as well.
Really?
Maintain a normal weight. Yeah, all of those things can contribute. So if, say you have high cholesterol or dyslipidemia, we call it, 'cause it's more than cholesterol, that can contribute to fatty liver disease. So fatty liver disease is exactly what it sounds like. It's fat that accumulates in your liver, and it makes it less efficient and less able to manage the toxins in your body, because your liver really is just a big filter.
That's very interesting. I don't mind sharing. So I'm a 55-year-old man. I'm 5'9" apparently now. I weigh 178 pounds, and I don't take any meds for cholesterol or anything like that. I'm otherwise healthy. But I think you're right. A, I do take vitamins on and off, and B, you know, my diet is crap because I work weird times, then I don't eat well. So I'm thinking that's probably what it is.
Yeah, I'd be curious. Just look at your last MRI and just see how much change has occurred since then and what that time interval was. And I'd also be curious to see, what does your routine blood work look like? Have you had a routine preventive exam with your healthcare provider?
Yes.
And what did your cholesterol numbers look like? What did your sugar numbers look like? Could you be pre-diabetic?
Nope.
All of those things can contribute to fatty liver disease.
I've listened to you across this network, and I have an annual full bird physical with a full panel. And my doctor said I'm just below the line for like high cholesterol. I'm on the higher end of the good spectrum, but otherwise, no, blood pressure is fine. You know, I'm fine. Tony Zimmerman, by the way, watching on YouTube, says he says yes, drinking old fashions with Pat Kreitlow on air on Friday. That's real healthy, Todd.
That's never a healthy thing. And could I just suggest, Todd, that you use my barometer in terms of whether something is fatty or not? Derek Van Orden refers to me as fat all the time in his comments, so I'll know that my weight's under control when Derek Van Orden needs to find a new insult for me. So get yourself a politician that will hurl medical-based insults at you and use that as your barometer.
Well, that's fantastic.
He's calling you fat?
Oh, yeah, in the comment sections. That's his big thing.
That's terrible.
He's bald with a bad beard. Seriously.
I'd like to see what Derek Van Orden's liver looks like.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Nice point,
he's
Dr.
got the
Wiley.
Alcohol kind.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a question for you. So now, having traveled down the
road,
we got
1 minute left.
What do you think of the Red Bull and the mini donuts every morning?
I don't have
that. Might probably be part of his problem.
Maybe he should.
No, I don't. I really don't.
God, I think your friends know you better than you realize.
No, don't. Now, my mother's probably listening. She's got, I don't even like Red Bull. I don't do that. It's coffee and donuts.
He gets it's and one full clamshell of those Quick Trip cookies every day with the little M&Ms in there.
All right.
You know? God knows how to clean out a Quick Trip.
Dr. Lyerly, I cannot thank you enough for making time in your day to do this. Thank you for in all seriousness, thank you, because I feel better now. I just have to watch my diet. And what time your show is on?
I think you need better friends.
Yeah. Can you two can talk about this at 8 a.m. Friday when you're both filling in for me, okay?
Hey, all right. Sounds good.
Will give
Patrick,
you a point.
Thank you.
Well,
Dr. Lyerly, thank you. Trigby on the other side.
Thanks,
stay with
Dad.
Us. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The world's richest man is out at the White House.
Elon Musk leaving the Trump administration after pushing back on President Trump's latest signature legislation, a multi-trillion dollar spending package that the tech mogul says contradicts their own goal of the Department of Government Efficiency, reducing the federal government size.
ABC's Irene Shaw. President Trump officially pardoned reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley Wednesday. The pair were serving time for tax evasion and bank fraud. Also announced pardons for former Republican congressman from New York Michael Grimm and former Republican governor of Connecticut John Rowland. Both had been convicted of tax fraud and other federal crimes. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tweeting Wednesday evening, the U.S. will begin aggressively revoking visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. This is ABC News.
The Brewers complete the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, another dramatic win for the crew. Last night, it was Christian Yelich and a walk-off grand slam home run in extra innings. Today, Caleb Durbin with a sac fly to center field that drove in Sal Frelick in the bottom of the 10th. The final, the Brewers beating the Red Sox 6-5 at AmFam Field, completing a three-game sweep of Boston. The team has tomorrow off before heading to Philadelphia for a weekend series against a tough team, the Phillies. Here in Green Bay, Packers OTAs continue on the offensive line with Elgton Jenkins holding out for a new deal. Right guard Sean Ryan moved over to center.
Yeah, I think we're confident in him. He's been training like this for a couple years now. So one of the benefits I would say that we do in regards to how we practice by splitting the fields up, you're going to get more reps in less amount of time. I mean, there's a lot of tape to watch.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur in Green Bay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a fifth season. The show starring Gene Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the fifth season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heavy sprinkles or very light showers will be ending here in the overnight with mostly cloudy skies. Morning lows dropping to the upper 40s. Winds will be light. On Thursday, we'll see a slight chance of some showers and storms in the afternoon with the lower 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Of Sam Davison, Depeche Mode, by request from our guest this hour, Trigby Olson, the senior advisor of the Lincoln Project. Glad to have you along here. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on Wednesday, May 28th. It's the All-Ball Show across Wisconsin on Civic Media. Well, there you go, guys. Many thanks to Dr. Lyerly for stopping by on very, very short notice after I got those results. I think the bottom line is I just need to eat better and exercise more. That's the bottom line. Sam, you said, not to overshare, but you went to the doctor yourself today, right?
Yeah, for the first time in a few years, I had to put my big boy pants on and schedule an appointment myself for the first time. Went in and pretty much healthy. As they always say, I can eat and eat better, exercise more, but...
But you're in good shape. You're not overweight.
Yeah.
No, you're healthy. You're an Eagle Scout, for God's sake.
That's right. Yeah.
Right? So you had to go in because you had to get it done for the Boy Scout camp.
Yeah. Stuff. Yeah, that's right.
But you're healthy.
Yeah. I could probably run from bottom end to the top end of State Street without stopping.
Really?
I probably could.
There was a time 8 years ago I could. I'm not sure. I need to get back into better shape. Trigby, he's got a personal trainer now. Trigby, I mean, I think this is actually a really good, we're having a little bit of fun with this, but I think this is a really good discussion because I think we as men, too often, we put it off, we say, nah, I'll be fine. We have this attitude that we're going to tough it out. But the reality is, if we get regular routine exams, annual exams, if there is something wrong, you can deal with it much better than if you let it go.
Yeah, 100%. And I will tell you, taking off weight, Todd, is a huge part of it. As you know, I've taken off probably 45 pounds, maybe 50 pounds.
Very proud of you.
I've lost muscle. You know, I was doing power lifting for a while with my trainer. But I can do 6 pull-ups. I don't even think in college I could do 6 pull-ups. Yeah. So, yeah, it makes a huge difference. And in fact, when I went in, and I say this in all seriousness, I did go in for my colonoscopy yesterday. I've been doing... good Wisconsin company. I'd done ColonGuard before that, right? Mm-hmm. Which you get to be 57 and you're male, you need to go in and do it. Colon cancer screening is really important. I had a high school classmate who was a nurse, Christina Hansen, at Mayo Clinic. She died of colorectal cancer in her 40s, and it was tragic. I mean, it turned out she was adopted and it ran in the family. It's incredibly important to do. And honestly, I thought it was going to be horrible. Mm-hmm. Basically, they cart you in, they're talking to you, they flip a switch on your IV, and the next thing you know, you wake up and you're back in the other room. So,
yeah, I mean, I have not had one done yet. My doctor said the ColonGuard screening was enough for now, but probably the next couple of years I will have to. But everybody, I've had friends go through it besides Trigby, and same thing, Trigby. They say, I don't really remember anything. You go in, they talk to you, they give you the IV, and then you wake up. So it's
and the consequences of not doing it. I mean, you do not want to get colorectal cancer. You really don't.
No.
And the other thing that I will tell you that's kind of funny, you know, so ColonGuard is a Wisconsin company.
Yeah, based here.
Started by a guy who my dad knew his dad. My dad and his dad worked at 3M.
Really?
You want to hear my funny ColonGuard story though?
Sure. Why not?
All right. So, you know, with ColonGuard,
right? Well, it's FCC appropriate, but go ahead.
It is FCC approved. Okay. So, you know how you do your business and then you have the box that you have to send back and you just have to take it to a UPS store. Mm-hmm. So, I had the box And I came out with it and Erica was going someplace, my wife. And I said, hey, I got this box. Could you take it to the UPS store? And she says, what's in it? And I said, just some crap I need sent. I used the other word, but, and she's like, well, what is it? And I'm like, literally some crap I need sent. Right.
That's really good. I like that. That was nicely done. Nicely done, Trigby. Yeah, I know. That's good. Yeah. Bottom line
but
is
they all kinds of jobs in Wisconsin. Yeah. They're
a huge Coligar is a huge, huge company here in Madison. And in all seriousness, guys and gals, everyone, take care of yourselves. Be preventative. Don't, especially if you're a guy, don't be Mr. Tough. Go regardless of your age, get regular routine exams. And Trigby, to kind of turn that into where I want to go next to Washington, D.C. A lot of people don't have the insurance to go for routine exams, and that's part of the reason they don't do it. Yeah. Let's spend a little time on what's happening out in D.C. in terms of the reconciliation bill. I'm not going to use the marketing that Trump is on this bill, but the reality is if the House version that passed were to be passed by the Senate, chances are it won't, and Trump would sign it into law. We have no choice but to expect major cuts to Medicaid, which would impede people here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it would. I think, first of all, it is highly unlikely that the bill that got through the House is going to get through the Senate as it's constructed. That's number one. So, some of this is, we live in this age where, everybody's... Now that I'm on Substack, I'm one of those people. But like everybody's trying to tweet, everybody's trying to look for angles, right? Like so you got the media 24/7, so like controversy sells, and you've got two warring camps. And the truth of the matter is, the bill is going to look very different. I think the bigger question is how do the Senate and the House ever come to some sort of reconciliation about what our priorities are? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that is really sort of a challenge. And I'm pretty conservative guy, as you know, but I also believe, there's an element of humanity that we are losing, I wrote a Substack post on this because I'm really trying to not write Substack that's about outrage. It's calling out some of that, but I wrote about Joe Biden, saying that he had cancer, right? And he's seriously ill, and how there were people that were literally trying to get political advantage out of that and saying just things that you shouldn't say when there's not, another human is getting that, because all of us are going to be in that situation someday. Maybe a friend, it may be ourselves, right? Medicare and Medicaid, the idea that there's waste, fraud, and abuse, there probably is some, but it's also true that what they're talking about seems to be actually cutting people that need it.
Right.
And we're all going to be judged at the end of the day when we reach the end of the line on not on how much money we had or what kinds of things we did, but how gracious we were to other people. Because remember, our lives really end when everybody who knows you is gone.
Yeah.
And while people exist, what are they saying and what are they thinking about you when they think about you? And we're failing on that in so many ways, Todd.
If you'd like to weigh in on this budget going through the House right now, give us a call. Any other questions for Trigby? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today, your Apple or Android device. Go to your search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, media. It'll pop up. Click on that little cute CM logo. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. Sam, I sent you a cut on Elon Musk, speaking of CBS, from CBS Sunday Morning. Let me know when you got that one ready. Look at how fast he is. Look at that. Fast fingers there. So, Trigby, speaking of this bill, the Trump bill, there's an upcoming interview this Sunday with David Pogue, the interviewer, with Elon Musk. They've released part of this interview, and Elon Musk kind of getting off the Trump train. Here we go.
So, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the Doge team is doing.
I actually thought that when this big, beautiful bill came along, everything he's done on Doge gets wiped out in the first year.
I think a bill can be big or it can be beautiful, but I don't know if it can be both. My personal opinion.
his personal, Elon Musk, saying the bill can be big or it can be beautiful, but it can't be both. Trigvy, what do you make of that?
I think Elon Musk has learned some valuable lessons about politics.
I mean, like, don't mess with Wisconsin voters.
And dealing with people who have autocratic personality disorder. Mm-hmm. I mean, you knew it wasn't going to end well, and it has ended horribly for Elon Musk. And quite frankly, the road, this is the thing about Donald Trump that people don't want to, there are a lot of people who want to deny. There's lots of people who get this. Mm-hmm. The road of people who have connected themselves to Donald Trump is littered with people where it has ended very badly. And, you know, one of the fears from the outset for me has always been that it may end very badly having him as president of the United States again for America. It's far worse mm-hmm. than it ended the last time, which it ended the last time in January 6th, which is one of the lowest points in American history.
Jack and Merrimack's on the phone. I'm going to get to Jack in just a second, but I want to pick up quickly, Trigvy, on what you just said about his Trump's personality disorder. We talked about this a lot yesterday over the Memorial Day weekend. Trump was tweeting out Happy Memorial Day, talking about people as scum, never mentioned the men and women who died in battle. I found it very offensive. Then he said he was going to give a Memorial Day speech. He said, enjoy it. Completely disrespectful to the men and women who lost their lives and the families that remain after that. But one of my knocks, Trigvy, on more Democratic or liberal pundits is they love to say, oh, look, see, Trump has dementia. It's all dementia. Look, why aren't they talking about Trump's dementia? I have a dad who has dementia, and we're going through that in my family right now. I just don't see that. I don't think that Trump has dementia. You've dealt with authoritarians around the world. What do you, and you're not a doctor, but in your experience, what do you think it is in this personality that's just off?
I mean, I just kind of think he has autocratic, what I call autocratic personality disorder, which is they're all kind of the same personality, the desire for control. They're completely zero sum. I think, you know, Donald Trump is 78 years old. Has there been cognitive decline? Sure. There's cognitive decline in any 78-year-old versus somebody who's in their 50s or mm-hmm. in their 20s, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just a reality. I think the whole, you know, he has Alzheimer's, whatever, having had two parents, both of whom had Alzheimer's, and having lived through it with my mom, which, you know, mm-hmm. probably, you know, closer than anybody taught, you know, a lot about how taxing that was and challenging because mm-hmm. she became really hard to deal with. It's just, you know, you wouldn't wish dementia or Alzheimer's on anybody.
No.
And I think here's the other thing, quite frankly, I'm reading Jake Tapper's book mm-hmm. on Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to read that. And Democrats, any Democrats who are going down that path with Donald Trump, and if Republicans try and cover up for Donald Trump the way that Democrats tried to cover up Joe Biden and what was going on, which the American people saw, there will be a real cost to that.
Yeah.
And that book, it's outrageous. Joe Biden's decline was something that was well known. And they were trying, there was a cover up to try and do that. And who did that ultimately help? It helped Donald Trump.
Yeah. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Jack and Merrimack. Jack, got about a minute left. If you can fit it in, please. Go ahead, Jack.
I'll try to be brief with two things. Thing one, the Republicans who are so enamored with our Constitution, and especially the Second Amendment, and at least give lip service to the First Amendment, need to read the purpose of the Constitution as is outlined in the preamble, which includes a phrase something like to promote the common welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And they destroying Medicaid and programs like that, food programs, yeah. That's not promoting the general welfare.
Hey, hang on, Jack. Jack, don't go anywhere. Just hang on a second. We're up against the clock. We're going to take a break. We'll finish up with Jack on the other side. Trigvy as well. And Packer news coming from, well, kind of, sort of, from Terry Bradshaw. Get Trigvy's take on that as well. The other side, you know, he is a Packer owner. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show from Lake Michigan to Lake Superior, Green Bay, the Mississippi River, and every place in between across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media. Yes, I talk for a living. The Civic Media Radio Network. I got ahead of myself because I was going to say Sam Davidson on the board in for Mr. Zommers, who will be back tomorrow. In hour two, we're going to do a segment called My Favorite Sams as Sam gets ready to depart Civic Media on Friday to go be a teacher and lead people.
I guess so, yeah. Have you encountered many Sams in your time?
I'm not going to say a lot, but I have some. I have some.
So is that what this is going to center
on? Well, I think we're going to open it up to the audience.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, you're certainly one of my top favorite Sams of all time.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll do my favorite Sam. And then also what's worse in hour number two as well. Right now talking about the Trump reconciliation bill that is going through Congress right now, the ramifications thereof. We are up against the clock. Let's bring Jack from Merrimack back in. Jack, sorry about that, but the computer shuts me off whether I want it to or not. So finish up your thought. What were your thoughts about this, please?
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, basically, the first thing was the Republicans need to read the whole Constitution, particularly the reasons for the Constitution, as stated in the preamble, one of which is to promote the general welfare. And not the welfare of billionaires only, but just the general welfare. The other thing I wanted to point out is that, you guys have both said that as you get older, it is important to keep these regular checkups going.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them as preventive maintenance, like changing the oil on your car.
Yep.
And to try to keep that machine working properly. By the way, Trigby, at 80, I can still do 6 pull-ups on a good day.
Whoa.
I do 5 every day. So,
at 80 years old, Jack's doing 5 pull-ups a day, Trigby.
That is outstanding. I play ice hockey with a guy who's 74, and that is my goal, is to be able to keep playing until my 70s.
That's awesome, Jack. So appreciate,
that's awesome.
Yeah, appreciate the call as always. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. All right, Terry Bradshaw on a podcast here this week, and the rumor now is that former Green Bay Packer, Jets quarterback, is on his way to Pittsburgh. And Terry Bradshaw, 4-time Super Bowl champion with the Steelers, is not too happy about it. Here's what Bradshaw have to say.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. He shouldn't. That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's
that
not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man. That guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark and. And you whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
He does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing.
All right, there you go. Bradshaw on a podcast. I'm not sure what the name of the podcast was, or I'd shout it out. Can you see it, Sam, or not?
I don't see
it. That's fine. What do you think of that, Trigby? When you walk into a room with Aaron Rodgers, it feels like it's going to snow, says Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw, honestly, that guy, he is kind of an American icon, I think.
He is.
He always kind of has been, too.
Right?
Right? Like, such a character. Such character.
Yeah.
Like 4 Super Bowls, which is 3 more than Aaron Rodgers has.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
I mean, let's face it, Terry Bradshaw, that was a guy who was all about team. Aaron Rodgers is a guy who's all about me. And I don't know if you saw it, Todd. I was thinking about this when Jack was talking. You know, I had a post on Facebook. I have my Substack, but then I try and keep my social media independent of each other. But I posted because I've been thinking about this a lot. You know, we had people like A.D. Halverson in my hometown who watched the first atomic bomb test. We had all these guys. We had a guy, a Pahachik, one of the Pahachik boys. He had stormed Normandy. He's one of the boys at Pointe du Hoc. There were 200 Rangers. I went and read about this online. 200 Rangers landed at Pointe du Hoc on Normandy on day one. 18 of them survived. He was one of the 18.
Wow.
They stood and fought off Germans, right? Like these guys. And you know what? He went home. He farmed and he delivered mail.
Yep.
That's what he did.
Yep.
But he was a pillar of the community. And we have gotten so far away from that. And when you see the Medicare cuts and all of these, all about me, those guys had an understanding that it's about something far bigger than me because of what they went through.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that's
you
a
land
great
with
point.
200 of your brothers and 18 of you are left fighting for your lives. You look at things a lot different. And man, have we gotten away from that? This is what we're seeing now is the test of our character.
I think you're absolutely right about that. And it's a great context to compare Bradshaw to the team guy and Rodgers to the me guy. Probably a reason that, he's a fan of Robert Kennedy. It's all of that bizarreness, right?
Yeah,
it's all about me.
It's just crazy.
And appropriate, you bring that up, Trigby, again. I travel across Wisconsin this weekend on Memorial Day, and you pass all of these cemeteries with flags and all of these memorial markers in different cities and counties across Wisconsin. And sometimes we don't pause and think, that represents someone's life lost, a brother, a sister, a son, a daughter, a mom, a dad. They're never coming home, but they made that sacrifice for us. And we have to always remember that and never forget.
Yeah, and we need to honor it by trying to take what lessons we can from them.
I mean, 100%.
Now, I will say that is of all the posts I put on Facebook, and part of the reason why I keep politics off of Facebook is I have lots of friends who, you know, are more on the right. I have a bunch on the left, right?
Right.
That did get universally
liked. Trevi is a universally liked guy. He's going to come back. He's going to spend a little time with us in hour two. What's worse is next in hour two, my favorite Sam, and talk about Donald Trump pardoning some people as well. All that and more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Wednesday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Elon Musk announcing on X he's leaving the Trump White House. Just this week, he criticized the president's budget bill, saying he's disappointed with the massive spending.
At the White House, President Trump was asked about Musk's criticism. He too admitted he doesn't love everything in the package, though he stood by the bill overall, which extends the 2017 tax cuts and includes nearly $50 billion to restart construction on the southern border wall.
ABC's Irene Shaw. President Trump pardoning reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, accused of a multi-million dollar fraud scheme, now out of prison. Louisiana rap artist NBA Youngboy, who was sentenced to just under 2 years in prison on gun-related charges, was pardoned. And the president commuting the federal life sentence of 74-year-old Larry Hoover, one of Chicago's most notorious gang leaders. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing the Trump administration will work toward aggressively revoking visas for Chinese students at U.S. universities. This is ABC News. The Trump